Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Jerry Eslick with Professional Rescue Innovations on the training he gave to the Marion County Hazardous Materials Response Team. All right, what is Professional Rescue Innovations?
Professional Rescue Innovations is a training company that we do technical rescue, hazmat, and a lot of different firefighting classes throughout the state of Iowa. And one of the things that I'm doing here is I'm doing a technician hazmat, and we're doing a drill for them. So we're lining up a drill and testing their team.
What type of background would you say you and other employees have?
I have about 32 years of being in the fire service. I've been a training officer for about probably 25 of those years. And I've had background in hazmat technician in the Air Force and also in Des Moines. And then I was involved in Fort Dodge. So I do a lot of hazmat training and a lot of different drills throughout the state.
Talk about developing a plan and a safety plan and then implementing it, not only for a drill, but for a real life situation.
Sure. If you noticed when we were doing the drill, how there was check sheets and how everybody that was a team leader had a check sheet. Well, what they're doing is they're developing a safe approach to the hazmat incident. So like on this one, it had involved anhydrous ammonia, but they needed to find out if it was leaking or not leaking. So their approach had to be using those check sheets and using a systematic approach to it so that we could eliminate hazards as we go. And then each of those team leaders would talk to each other about how their portion was done and if, you know, they're ready to go on. So it was, you know, what I say, systematic when they go in.
Talk about what is some of the most important things for emergency personnel to know and do during a crisis like this.
One of the first things we got to do is make sure we're safe and make sure that, you know, if we're not safe, we're not going to be able to help anybody. And then their next thing is, and if at the very beginning of this exercise, what they did is they looked at evacuation and isolation distances. So what that meant was they were going to downwind and around the area, they would have evacuated the people. So they had to give me those, how far they were going to go. So that was one of the things they were looking at first. So that's where you start. And as long as nobody gets hurt, then the rest of this all falls into play and you got time. It builds you time to be able to do that.
Talk about the experience that you have and how you try to impart that onto people that you train.
Sure. I mean, my background is hazmat and technical rescue, and a lot of the things that I learned was, well, I'm old enough now that what's happened is I got to start hazmat when it came out in the 80s. So it was a new thing in the 80s. We used to just wash this stuff down to the river. And if you noticed, we had to build a dam and keep it and then absorb what the product was. So my background is I started the very first hazmat, one of the very first hazmat teams in the Air Force because I was at a training base. So my technician background has been clear back in from the 80s. And then moving, but a lot of things have changed. We got a lot more technology, and with that technology, we're able to do a lot of different things quicker.
Talk about keeping up with the technology and the new techniques that maybe even the rural area of Marion County can use.
Oh, yeah, and that trailer's just loaded with different instruments that they could test. They came down with one instrument just to see if it had anhydrous ammonia, you know, if they were getting readings with that. My day, we never had that. You had oxygen meter and a explosive meter, and that's what you could test with. Now they can go to actual chemical specific air monitoring, and that's what they did. The computer system plume models that they could get shows you exactly where this goes. And then of course your apps. There's apps that are more powerful now than they've ever been. One of them is Wiser. It's free to anybody that wants it, and it's going to give you DOT distances and things like that. But we used to have a whole program that you had to go through on that. Now it does it just with a few clicks.
Talk about what people should know about what you do and what the hazmat team would do during a crisis that they should keep in mind during if they're living through one.
Well, first of all, with the hazmat, you know, if something happens, one of the things they need you to call right away. They don't need you to wait and try to figure it out because by that time, you're already behind the eight ball. So if you have an accident with some type of chemical, or it's better to go ahead and make that initial call and maybe get some advice. It may be just advice, but it may be that the team needs to come, you know. And so what I tell everybody is, you know, don't hesitate to call the hazmat. That's what they're for.
How did our Marion County guys do?
Very well. If you notice, I did a whole bunch of different exercises with them. They were testing some of their stuff that we may not have used in this exercise that I had, but I made them do it because we're practicing. We've been training all year. We train all year, every year. But what we've done is we've done training up to from January to now, and this is the climax of everything that they've done. So they got to go through all of that training right now, and then they're able to put it all together. They did very well.
Thanks to Jerry Eslick for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.